Thank heaven the crisis, the danger is past, and the fever called living is conquered last. Sadly, I know that I'm shorn of my strength as I lie here, lie at full length, and I rest so composed now in my bed that any beholder might fancy me dead, might fancy me dead, might fancy me dead. The moaning and groaning, the sighing and sobbing, and quiet now with that horrible throbbing, and the sickness, the nausea, the pitiless pain have ceased with the fever that maddened my brain. And oh, all the tortures, the worst is abated, the terrible torture of a thirst now sated, for that Nephthine river of passion accursed, I have drunk of the water that quenches our thirst. Would you fancy me dead? Would you fancy me dead? Of a water that flows with the lullaby sound from a spring a few feet under the ground. And I let it never be foolishly said that my room, it was gloomy and narrow my bed. Would you fancy me dead? Would you fancy me dead? For that man never slept in a different bed, and to sleep you must slumber in just such a bed. My tantalized spirit here blandly reposes, forgetting or never, regretting its roses. Would you fancy me dead? Would you fancy me dead? And for now, while so quietly lying at fences, a holier odor about it appends us. Oh, would you fancy me dead? Would you fancy me dead? Would you fancy me dead?